Sibbo.
What?
Mic checker.
Oh, she's there.
I don't know what I do to David. I just don't know.
There it is.
He does to me what he like to do at home.
She's late. Nah. She's not here.
She's here.
You are such a little boy. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? It's going down in Nashville this weekend at the Connecta. What is happening, everybody?
Nashville at the what?
The Connector. That's the name of the club, the Connector.
Okay. All right, Sip. How was it last night?
This is just the first night.
Okay. I couldn't watch because I had some catching up to do. Well, I can't.
What did you have to catch up with?
Oh, what did I have to catch up with?
Yeah.
Okay. Ballers, Ray Donovan, Power, the season premiere of Survivor's Remorse. Uh-huh. They sent Mike Epps off. And I had to catch up, Sip.
Tom, the drama was at the DNC last night. Oh my God.
Yeah, Sip was right.
The drama was
Ballers
there.
And Ray Donovan and Bowers.
Oh, yeah.
Survivor's Remorse is real.
That's tape. That's old. This is brand
new. This is live.
This what happened right here is brand new.
It was
unfolding
as the day wore on.
Oh, yeah.
How you miss all that?
What happened? What I missed?
Well, you know about the emails and the hacking. Okay,
right,
so 20,000 emails in which Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the head of the DNC, was a part.
Fine white woman? She's a fine white woman?
She's pretty nice. I mean.
I think that's in the eye of the beholder.
There you go,
so,
fine white woman. Go ahead.
Anyway, she stepped down.
Uh-huh.
And we knew that yesterday. But in the meantime, all of these emails and everything that mysteriously came over the weekend before the Democratic convention, there was a lot of speculation as to, you know, and confirming the speculation, I should say, about how the Democrats, the mainstream Democrats, really felt about Bernie Sanders and how they were really pushing for Hillary Clinton. So she got to her own state party's breakfast yesterday. They booed her off the stage.
She couldn't come to her own party, player.
Her state of Florida, she couldn't even get through a short speech without booing and Bernie Sanders signs. And I mean, they had
on Robin Hood hats, player. I mean, it was unbelievable.
They had costumes.
Man.
Jay was
had costumes.
What?
They
went Comic-Con?
It was comical at some points, but also quite disconcerting.
I have never seen a white woman treated like this. Let's put it like that. I've never seen anybody.
They booed her.
She was going.
Booed? Ooh, my God.
If booze
by her own people?
Her own party, state party group of people. So she was going to gavel in the convention and let it start.
Get this party started.
No, they would. She didn't even get that far. She's like, okay, no, I might just have to go home. And
she went home.
They said to her, "Don't even go out there." They told her, "Don't show your face."
It was like, you can go out there if you want to.
We're gonna get you an Uber so you can go home.
And we don't even know if Uber will come and pick you up.
We don't know Uber will pick you up. Uber,
because most of those drivers are Bernie supporters.
Man, they booed just the mention of her name. She didn't have to just say her name and they would go crazy like raw meat, man.
They just went crazy. So as the day wore on, it became clear that she wasn't even going to be able to participate in the opening of the convention.
Okay, so then when Bernie gets up there, what happens?
Well, actually, Bernie had an earlier speech.
Oh, my God.
This is before he even made the main, the primetime speech. And he had an earlier speech, and they were booing him at the speech.
For mentioning her name and Hillary's name.
Because, and primarily because of his, obviously, you know, saying we need to come together and support Hillary.
You know, they had this convention in the right place for booing.
Philadelphia.
They booed Santa Claus. Isn't that the place
they
booed
right.
Santa Claus?
That's right.
They did.
If you want a good boo. Philadelphia is the place to be booed. You'll get a good booing right there.
They booed Destiny's Child?
Yeah.
They sure did.
I remember that.
Yeah.
They booed just they about booed. Everybody. And I wondered how long this was going to go on because even like Ben Jealous gave a, he who was a Bernie Sanders supporter, gave a really good speech. And he was, and you could still hear the scattered boos in the audience because, you know, we need to come together. And so I was like, okay, by the time the first lady comes on, y'all better be getting this booing together and out of the room because she's not going to take this. By the time they got to the first lady, it was great. She gave an incredible speech. It was a great closer.
And no booze.
And no.
Mm-hmm. No.
And if they were, mm-hmm. and if they were thinking about booing, there were people in the audience who had blue tape across their mouths as if they had been silenced. And so you saw a couple of those people, but by the time the first lady came on, Senator Warren and then Bernie Sanders gave their speeches. It was a better feel and a more positive feeling in the room. But I don't know what's going to happen today because today is the day that the names go into nomination, uh-huh. and it's going to be like what it happened last week in Cleveland. And so Bernie Sanders' name is going to be put up for nomination. And it's really going to be interesting to see as each state goes out there and gives their numbers and who
okay,
they're supporting.
I'm reading the highlights. And Sarah Silverman, the comedian.
Yeah.
She told the Bernie Sanders supporters, y'all are ridiculous.
Yeah, she said, you know.
she said ridiculous.
She did.
And
she all but said, you need to get over it.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bernie's speech, the first speech he made earlier, Sybil, it was like, is he still running? Because...
Well, no, it wasn't like a Ted Cruz kind of speech. He didn't tell them to vote their
conscience.
Yeah, no,
but it was like, we did this, and he didn't really mention Hillary till late in the speech, and so I called Sybil, is he speaking again? She said, yeah, he got to speak again. I'm like, damn.
Because he had some things to clean up.
Yeah, he had to clean up
but
some
Jay
of his stuff.
But Jay had the funniest observation yesterday. He said, watching Bernie is like watching Ted, the movie.
What do you mean, Ted?
Ted, the teddy bear character.
Yeah.
He's like, without the cussing, what you hear is like the character Ted. He sounds like
that New England accent.
The whole
Yeah, because Ted's from Boston.
Exactly.
Boston,
and Bernie's from Vermont.
Vermont.
Man. And Bernie's from New York, so he, you know, he's got that accent and everything. But it was... Tom, I'm telling you, you may have had to catch up, but you got to catch up on
yesterday. But you're missing a good show right here, man.
This
you
show
really are.
Is
You are
real.
Missing it. You are.
And this is real.
Okay.
It was really good. And here's the thing that made me so proud yesterday. There are nothing but black women in charge.
All over.
I'm telling you, there's Reverend Leah Daughtry, there's Donna Brazile, and there's Congresswoman Marsha Fudge. There was the first lady wrapping it up last night.
Sisters running it.
Sisters are running it, yeah.
And I think Marsha Fudge at one point said, look at here. You respect me,
yeah.
She I'll
did
respect
have that look
you.
Of here look on her face like, oh, hey.
Oh,
hey.
It's going to be none of this.
She did.
She always. What, huh?
I don't think
circle.
So.
Yes.
I don't think so. Not
all
up in here.
What?
All but.
Neck working? What?
You don't know me. Many of you
yeah.
don't know
she
me.
She had that look
she
or she
had
actually
that,
said
don't, but. Don't go there. Don't even try me. Because I will come down
try
there.
Try me. Try
she
me.
She had that school teacher look on her face. You know,
that mama standing
teacher
on the
that
front
ain't afraid.
You tell you and your little friends.
Yeah, so when you finish, I'm going to finish this, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Yes, ma'am, Congresswoman Fudge.